Most people know that Western New York is now a mecca for craft brewers. But Buffalo is also experiencing a mini boom in distilleries, thanks to changes in the New York Farm Distillery Law a few years ago that drastically reduced licensing fees. I recently spoke with local distillers about opening up shop in Buffalo. Bobby Finan, co-founder of Tommy Rotter Distillery, located in the F.N. Burt Building at 500 Seneca, was working in finance in New York City when he realized a desk job wasn't for him.
He got really interested and kind of made a leap of faith, decided I wanted to start a distillery.
Tommy Rotter is currently focusing on a few products with wide appeal.
Right now we make our small batch vodka and our American gin. So everything's distilled from New York State corn.
Partner Sean Insolaco is pleased, if a little surprised, by the demand.
You just see when people come in here, the reaction is very, very positive, and I think our products stack up very, very well against big, well-known brands. And actually, the gin is really different, and people are really starting to gravitate towards gin. I didn't believe it. I really thought vodka was going to outsell gin, and we're finding the exact opposite.
Black Squirrel Distillery at 1595 Elmwood Avenue produces entirely different spirits made from maple syrup. Black Squirrel, basically rum, and Maple Shine, a clear, higher-proof spirit. While the business is fairly new, co-owner Jason Schwinger has a long history at the location.
We actually are on the site of an old speakeasy.
Oh, are you?
This corner back in the day. The Volkers had the north side. Uh-huh. My family, the Hartmans, had the south side of the street. And my great-grandmother actually had a speakeasy. We have two products now. We have Black Squirrel, which is our flagship product. It is our aged spirit made from maple syrup and nothing more. So that ferments, and we distill that, and we take the distillate and throw it in a French oak barrel, sit back and wait for a long, long time, and when it's ready, we put it in a bottle. Black Squirrel Maple Shine is it's a very similar product. We use the same maple mash that we ferment early on, and then we distill that a number of times. So that means it has a little more heat on it, like a traditional sugar shine or moonshine would.
Yeah.
But the back end, you still pick up on some of the sweetness and the residual sugar left behind from the maple.
Lockhouse Distillery, located at 41 Columbia Street in the Cobblestone District, was the first distillery to open in Buffalo since Prohibition ended in 1933. Co-owner Tom Jablonski talked with me about how it got started.
The Craft Act allowed us to have a satellite location, which we actually use in the process of moving down here, to open a bar that serves New York State spirits.
Okay.
And in addition, it allowed us to get a beer and wine license so that we could operate this as a full bar. Everything here, everything that we sell over the bar comes from New York State.
Tell me some information about the products, what you make, and you know, the favorite things you'd like to make with them.
Sure. So when we started out with the first thing that we launched right around Thanksgiving 2013, we launched our flagship vodka. And when we started distilling it, we made about 1,000 bottles over 4 months once we finally got all of our approvals and everything. It took a while. We opened on Small Business Saturday right after Thanksgiving, and we sold 1,000 bottles in about an hour.
Wow.
Which sent us into a deep panic because it had taken us 4 months with no employees to get to that point.
Since then, Lockhouse has hired more staff and significantly increased production. It now sells vodka and fine-style gin to liquor stores, bars, and restaurants, with a coffee vodka and liqueur coming up and a whiskey production on the horizon.
We wanted to make a rye because it's really it was traditionally what was made up in the Northeast.
I love a rye Manhattan, I have to say.
Absolutely. We have one on our menu.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. If only it weren't 1 o'clock on a work day.
Distilleries seem to be popping up all over Western New York. Many sell drinks and food, so grab a friend and a designated driver and go where the spirit moves you. For WBFO, this is Wendy Giles-Swearingen.